Hey, thank you for holding, Stephen.
Hey, how you doing, Joey?
I'm doing very well, Stephen. I appreciate that. How about yourself? How you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully after today we go from all right to a little bit better. Did you have a good holiday weekend?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, no complaints.
Okay, good. That's always good. I know spending time with family typically, you know, if there's no complaints, then no drama, not like that. It's always a good sign. So,
or just drama.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No drama. I mean, that's rare. But if you don't have them, that's a successful weekend for sure for Thanksgiving. All right. So, Tara does a pretty good job of going over everything, and I just want to make sure before we go into like pricing and, you know, going over what we can do for you and answering any questions. Do you have any questions about like the program and what we can do and what we can offer besides the pricing or anything like that?
It breaks down to me as what the cost is and what's the traffic. You know, I'm sure you guys track how many, you know,
yep.
Searches you get through it for that, you know. So it basically just comes down to like how many people have searched this month for garage door service or installation and, what's the price, you know, cause like right now, I'm doing fairly decent just doing, word of mouth and, I go get all my work. I mean, I've gotten 3 jobs with Angie Leads, but the rest of my work, I've all went and I'm a go getter. I go get it.
Nice.
So it comes down to that basically is it going to push me further? Or is it going to, you know, hinder me financially?
Sure. So, yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? So
I do. Yeah.
If it's relatively cost efficient and
yeah.
it's paying for itself,
sure.
Then I'm always game. But
sure.
If I'm paying $400 a month or whatever it is, I'm just
paying. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm paying that and I'm not seeing return on my investment,
sure.
Then then it's going to be, you know, I'm going to sit here 3 months later going, why the hell did I ever do that?
right, as you should.
So that's just what it boils down to me from a business sense.
Cool.
So,
okay.
Like, you can break the numbers down to where it sounds appealing to me and it kind of outweighs the cost factor. Yeah, I can be down. But like I said, it all depends on that for me.
It all depends.
You know, the proof is in the pudding, so I gotta see it. I gotta see what. So what if you put in like coin terms like garage door, broken spring, or you know, garage door installation.
Exactly. Yep.
And there was, you know, a good decent amount, because I know there's a million doors in this area. Like
yeah.
You're there.
Yeah.
So I get the online marketing thing where you can reach out and get all of it.
Sure.
It's going to boil down to like, what do you guys want? And also where do I sit on that totem pole? You know, when you come at, and there's 5 companies or 4 companies, 6 companies, whatever it is, you know, what I'm paying for, where am I going to be on the totem pole?
Sure.
That's basically what it is. Because right now, if you look up me by name, I get, you know, my website will pop up. But
of course, yeah.
You know, you look up garage door, you know, Fairfax, Virginia, I'm sure
yep.
I don't pop up, you know. Or
right.
maybe
right.
do somebody looks up Wharton, Virginia, and you know, maybe I do, maybe I don't. So,
yeah.
If it's, like I said, cost efficient and I can do it, I can try it out. I could be down. I just need to get that from you guys, figure it out, and make a conscious business decision, because that's
decision,
what it will.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I appreciate that. So yeah, absolutely. Let me unpack a couple of things that you mentioned, and I'll get us to a price. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So first things first, let me just help you just clarify just a little bit here. So like you have home advisors. So like what home advisors does is it, were you paying by lead? It's like, you buy a couple of leads from them and you have to call them and then, you know, you kind of have to like hope for the best to see if they, okay. Okay. Perfect. All right.
Yeah.
So like what home? Okay. That's fair.
The only reason being is because, like, you know, they give me out to three other people, and, you know, if I'm not the first person to call and wow them.
That's my point. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly.
And I'm stuck paying for it.
Yeah.
If it's $30, if it's $33 a lead, they're giving it to two of the three other garage door companies. And
a little more.
They're making $90 $100 per lead.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. And the reason I brought that up is because what home advisors and Angie's, what they do is that they actually use Google, right? They use Google. They get themselves listed on the first page of Google. And then what they do is that they capture all of those leads that are coming in and they resell them to you guys. So they'll take one lead and sell them to like five or six of you guys. So it's actually more than just the three. It's literally like a couple of them that they go to, and you kind of have to hope for the best and call them and hopefully get, I mean, you know, right? So like the reason I brought that up is because what we offer is we offer to cut the middleman out and put your business on the first page of Google. So when it comes to answer your questions about the ranking, what we do is that because we've been around for 18 years and we're a Google business partner, what we can do, because there's a position available, we can list you directly on the first page within 30 days, 30 to 45 days. So that's our promise to you. We can do that up to 15 different keywords. So let's work that out. So you said you do garage doors, obviously, right? So what's the main one that you're looking for? Like garage door installation? Is that typically what you want to focus on, or?
Yeah, I'd say garage door installation, garage door repair, you know, you could buy broken door spring.
So let's do garage door installation. I'm only saying that because you can do 15 keywords. So you can have as many, you know, up to 15. But for the sake of numbers, I want to give you some numbers really quick just to show you if there's, just to make sure that there's some business in your backyard, right? So we do garage doors installation. And did you want to do Lorton VA or where did you want to, do it out of?
You can do Lorton, Virginia, Fairfax. So, you know, I see that. I'd like to see like a map kind of. Well, not see a map, but, you know, do you guys do it like for zip code? Because if I give you my zip code, it would kind of like, but there's not as many homes in my area, you know?
Okay.
So,
okay. What zip code?
I don't know off the top of my head. Like Falls Church. Falls Church is like high class customers, Great Falls, you know. I don't want to be nitpicking with cheap customers at the end of the day. It's all about quality as customer. Because I don't want to have to come out to somebody and go, they're going to go, hey, well, can you negotiate on this price with me? My price.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Nitpicking my prices, and then after I'm done with the job, go, why the hell did I ever do that? You know, I ran into it multiple times.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So
let's do Falls Church.
Okay.
So we'll do Falls Church. We'll do let me take a look at your distance here. How far do you typically travel around Falls Church?
Within 15, 20 miles or so.
Okay, 15, 20. So let's say you could do up to 50 miles with this program, but let's say 20 miles, right? So when I do a search for garage door installation near me, which will be near Falls Church, Virginia, the numbers show that in the last 30 days, there was 1,462, so about 1,400 searches that were done in the last 30 days within a 20-mile radius near Falls Church. which means for you that there's a pretty good book of business in your backyard. So what happens is this. So out of the 1,400 people that are searching, we're not saying you're going to get all 14, but that does mean that once we get you listed on the first page of Google, I mean, how many do you think, you know what I mean? Like, how many do you think you're going to get, right? So, like, typically, let's just say even a handful, right? If you get a handful of customers, I mean, that's typically going to be worth it because you can do it up to 15 different keywords. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when it comes to the numbers, that's what you're going to be sitting in front of, right? So once we list you on the first page, you know, you're going to get a lot of customers month over month that's going to do their own research. They're going to look at your company. They're going to click on your profile. They're going to see what you guys got. They're going to give you a call and say, hey, I'm looking for you to do a garage door installation or garage door fix or repair, something along those lines. And it's your basically turn to lose it, right? So you can either turn them down or you can accept it or whatever you want to do, right? So you don't have to search for leads anymore. Like, this is just people calling you saying, hey, this is what I want done within that area. All right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Perfect. So when it comes to the numbers, what you're looking at is this. So we actually don't have any contracts here. So it's month to month, no contract. You can actually cancel at any time, and there's no penalty for canceling either. And the reason is because, you know, we want to make sure that we're doing a good job for you on a month-to-month basis. And kind of like what you mentioned earlier, you know, hey, if you're paying 3 months and you're not getting any results, you know, what's going on? You know, what are you guys doing? And as a business owner, you should be able to make a decision to say, hey, I don't want to be with you guys anymore, and just leave. So we don't lock in any type of contracts because we just believe in our brand that much. As far as pricing goes, in that area, there is availability near the Falls Church VA. And to start it off, it's $249. So it's $249 month to month. And normally there's a $299 setup fee, but we do have a Cyber Monday deal that was going on yesterday that we actually extended it into today. And what we're doing is that we're actually waiving all setup fees. So today, right out the door, it's just $249. And then what you get with that is we'll list you on Google, Bing, Yahoo, Yelp, and then also Apple as well. I noticed that you didn't have a website here. Did you have a website yet?
Yeah, I have a website.
Let me see if I can find it here. Do you remember the domain name?
Yeah, my gotogaragedoors.com.
All right, gotogaragedoors.com. Okay, here we go. Oh, cool, okay. Did you build this yourself? Did you have somebody build it for you?
Yeah, no, I paid a kid to do it for me.
Did you? Okay, cool. So you have access to the site, right?
Yeah. SiteGrounds or...
SiteGrounds, okay. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, I haven't went in and updated it any. I got it for a pretty decent price. I think he charged me like $400, and I just wanted it quick. I wanted it done quick in a timely because I had to have a website to start getting accounts with my wholesalers.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
So I basically was like, hey man, you know, you could use AI, you can autofill a lot of shit.
You just need to throw something up there.
Yeah, I just said, but you know, it looks good. You know,
it does.
Look
yeah.
Good, but yeah, I do. I also do. I subcontract epoxy floors, and I do storage solutions. So storage alternatives in the garage. So like vertical storage. I call it like vertical storage solutions.
Okay.
But those are kind of like. The garage is my bread and butter, but you know that's my foot into other things in the garage. There's money made.
Right.
Made. People can redo their garage. I'm gonna make money on it.
Right. Exactly. Okay. All right. Cool. Well, I mean, what we can also do is that we can take, if you're happy with the site, we can take the site and then put it on your Google Business profile, and that will help you with your marketing as well. So people will be able to see your Google Business profile. They'll be able to see your website, and then that also helps with the rankings as well. And did you also set up a Facebook page yet? Like a business? Perfect. Okay, cool. So what we'll do is that we'll also take that Facebook page, and then we'll also do paid advertisements on there as well. So like whenever somebody's searching for any, you know, you say you do like epoxy floors and, you know, garage doors insulation, Anytime somebody's searching for that stuff, let's say they don't make a decision, what happens is that when they go back on their Facebook, they're going to be hit within a 50-mile radius of where you're at. We could keep it a 20 if you want it, a 20-mile radius for their Facebook page. So as they're scrolling, they're going to get hit with your advertisements as well. So they're going to see also your business.
I mean, we can move it to 50-mile. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I won't turn down work.
Okay. Yeah, 50 is good. Yeah, you know, it's included in the 249.
I won't turn it down. You know, it because it's like, how do I want to say this?
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with this area?
You know, I have friends that are in Virginia. I'm not familiar with that exact area that you're. Which one are you talking about? Are you talking about yours, Lorton, or are you talking about the?
Like Fairfax in general, so like
Fairfax, yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to give me a United States Postal Service mail-in letter deal, right? And I like looked into it, and there it would say, you know, hey, there's 7,000-8,000 homes in your area, but then when you really look at it from a map, you're like, well, these 1,000 over here are apartment complexes. They don't have garages.
These are
townhomes these are single family homes that probably don't have a garage attached to them.
Right.
So like, why am I going to mail something to somebody and they're going to look at it and go, we don't even have a garage. What is this trying to do? I'd much rather hit 50 miles and cover all the garage stores in that area.
Got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then try to, you know, do 20 miles and my luck, you know, I get a 3-mile stretch of townhome.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 And honestly, the good thing about it is that the people that are going to be calling you and doing these searches, that the numbers that I gave you, the 1400, those are people that have actual garage doors. Like, these are people that have a garage door. They are looking for somebody to do that work. You know what I mean? It's not like, hey, there's, you know, 10,000 houses there. Good luck. Here you go. But only 10 houses have a garage. Everything else is like, you know, like you said, like an apartment complex or something like that. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. So, okay. So, yeah, I mean, we can 100% cover the 50-mile radius, and then we'll do the advertisements on there as well. So if you're happy with the site, great. We can keep it and market it. If you want us to do a little bit more of a professional job and you want us to kind of get in there and build one for you, we can also build one for you as well. Not mandatory. We've ranked people on the first page without one. You already have one. So that one would be up to you. If you want us to rebuild your website and have us manage it, maintain it for you, and do the marketing for it, we can do that as well for the $249. If you want to keep the one you have, that's perfectly fine. I'll let the team know, and then we'll just help you with the one that you have. So what would you want? Did you want us to build you one, or did you want to keep the one that you got?
I'm more like a plug-and-play guy. So, like, when I had that kid set up the website, you know, it's already got a contact me page. It links straight to my business email.
Cool.
My phone
number
is on there, you know. I think it's counterintuitive to do it a second time. If there's you know, if there's no real problems, like
it's good.
You know what I mean? So,
Straightforward. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't want to redesign the wheel again.
Sure.
So, I mean, I think it's okay. My Facebook page is kind of, and I've got Instagram. I don't have a lot of stuff on there. Simply because I'm big on custom homes and custom garages, carriage house doors, high end doors. And I just haven't put them under my belt, under my name yet. Like, I have pictures of plenty of all glass doors and carriage style doors that I've done for other companies, you know, but I'm not going to put their work up on my website.
Yeah,
you
I see
know?
What you're saying. Right.
So
yep.
I've got tons of pictures of, you know, multi-million dollar homes that I just am not going to put on my website because it's not my job. You know,
like, yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know, I installed it. but I'm not, I just know it's not, it wasn't my gig. You know,
yeah,
so.
You have good integrity. So that sounds good. Yeah, that does make sense to me for sure. I know what you did.
A builder could see it on my website 2 years down the line and go,
"Hey, that's mine." Didn't? I see what you're saying.
Didn't Prince William do that, or didn't Door Doctor do this? You know what I mean? So it'll just be like an awkwardness of somebody calling me and going, "Hey, politely, can you take that off your website? Because like that was my job." And I'm not gonna do all that. But yeah, so that's my whole get behind on it. And so like I could be down for $249 and check it out for a month and see. So like I'll do it for a month and see what return I get and make a decision on next. That's how I am, because I could end up, I don't know, 3 months down the road, and I'm $750 into this, and just by, say there's 1,000 hits on it next month or when it's getting cold,
right.
And I just don't get the revenue, or I don't get the traffic that I was hoping for.
Sure.
Do I want to keep putting this out and end up paying $2,500 this year?
Sure. Exactly.
But if it's like the first month in and I made $1,500, that's paying for itself and some,
Yeah. No, absolutely. And, honestly, the first 30 days is always going to be the toughest, right? Because right now you don't have a Google Business profile. We have to create one for you. So there's a few things that we have to do to approve you on Google's end. So we have to make sure, obviously, that you're a legitimate business. We submit all the documentation over to Google. Google then sends you a PIN verification. Once you get the PIN verification in the mail, then we go ahead and get approved. We get your Google Business profile built and created, set up, ready to go. And then we'll start listing your page on the first page of Google. That typically takes about 30 to 45 days. However, the filler is going to be the Facebook marketing as well. So that happens within the first like 7 to 14 days. So first 7 to 14 days, we're already doing the advertisements on there. So you're going to get business the first 30 days, but it's that second, third, fourth month is when it really starts to like kick in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So all right, so perfect. So what do you say? You want to give us a shot? That way we can at least prove it to you?
Yeah, that's right. Let's give it a shot. What was I going to say? I thought I did create a good, when you do the Google Business, profile, that you like take a picture of your vehicle and your ad. I thought I did it. I just don't know if I got approved.
You're right. That's one of the requirements. So they ask if you're licensed. They ask if you're insured. If you don't have either of those, they'll typically ask you to take a picture of your work truck or your work tools, something to prove that you're like a real person, because Google's been cracking down. Because once we put you on the first page, like Google doesn't play with that. They want to make sure that if all that revenue is going to somebody, it's going to a person that's legitimate in America, not some random person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't see one, but that's okay. Our account management team, they'll take a look at all that for you. If you have one that for some reason I don't see it at all, I've actually been trying to find it. But for whatever reason, let's say you do have one, that actually cuts the time in half. So it'd actually be a lot faster, because then we don't have to get you approved in the whole 9 yards. But either way, we'll be able to do that.
Go ahead. I'm just checking my email to see if they,
If they sent you some, okay. Yeah, check that. Yeah. While we're doing that, I'll get everything else accurate here to make sure that when we do set it all up, everything's going to be the same. So your first name, is it Steven, Steven?
Yep.
All right, and then spell your last name for me.
Cox, C-O-X.
All right, and what's a good email address for you?
Good email address for me, is going to be my business email, which is going to be gotogaragedoorsva. Hold on. My email is being a piece of shit right now. let me see. Go to garagedoorsva@gmail.com.
Doors with an S, right?
Yep.
All right. And the phone number that you want listed on your profile, is it the 703-454-1550?
Yes, sir.
All right. You guys are out there on the East Coast. So let's go ahead and update that. All right. Now, as far as the billing, as far as the business address, what do you want to put down for the business address?
That's going to be 10725 Old Colchester Road.
Okay. Old Colchester Road, Lorton, VA 22079.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And we're going to use your website, so let me grab that real quick. All right, let's go ahead and update that. All right, so as far as, do you want to put down any authorized users on this account at all, Stephen, or is it just you? You just kind of like hire some guys?
Yeah, it's just going to be me.
All right, perfect. And so as far as the services that you offer, what do you want us to list your business as? I was looking online. It looks like you have a couple of things here. Garage door repair, garage door opener, install, garage door opener. Repair is just repeating. Are those typically, do you want to add anything else on here?
Garage door installation, garage door repair. You know, you can put garage door service.
Any of the side stuff that you want on there too?
Something that's like kind of repetitive that always ha- like a garage door, like broken spring or something, because that's the big one that happens all the time, or somebody spring breaks and it won't open.
Oh, I know that. Mine, not to cut you off, but I was my house has a garage attached to my home, and I was in my living room, and all I heard was this huge bang in I have a brand new car, and I was like, oh my goodness, like somebody's breaking into my house. I like freaked out. I, you know, grabbed the weapon. I like went downstairs. I'm like doing like a black ops mission. I'm like looking around, nothing. I couldn't find anything. And then lo and behold, I go in the garage and the spring is swinging. I mean, man, that thing has some force because it like shook my whole house.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah. I've got, doing like service for so long. I had a multiple, because we're in a heavy like military area. You know, we've got a lot of military personnel here. I had multiple hands. 2 o'clock in the morning, it snapped. I woke up, grabbed the gun, ran down, cleared the house, and I just went back to sleep thinking it was something over at my neighbor's house. Woke up, couldn't get out of my garage, and I, you know, put two and two together. And that was it.
Yeah, I literally wouldn't have known that was what caused it until I was like, I checked my garage and I just saw it swinging. So I was like, what is that? So when I turned the light on and I went to go check, and I was like, oh my God, I think this is what caused it. And yeah, absolutely. I can relate to that for sure. Okay. So sorry. You said that and I just had a flashback, and I was like, oh man, I was like terrifying. I got kids and everything. So I'm like, you know, that was like a weird night for me. You know,
dude, it happens every day. That's why. And you know, I make good money off of springs, because you know who's gonna do it? You're not gonna do it. You know what I mean?
No, not after hearing that. That sounds like it'd kill me if I tried it myself.
Right. So I mean, I make about what I make? I make like $300 on each call. So
each time you just go to do it.
Yeah, just to do it, $300.
Wow, so
that's a good one.
And it's quick. How long does it take you to do it?
20 minutes.
Yeah, see? It's not even $300 for 20 minutes? I mean, can't beat that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Worst case, I'm there for an hour, and that's $300 an hour.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Worst case, I mean, even then, even like 2-3 hours. I mean, that's somebody's whole day, usually. You know what I mean? So, all right.
That's,
so you'll...
That's why I stressed the springs a little, because, you know, if we did this, you know, $250 a month, I get 3 spring calls a month from it. It's paying for itself, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's without a doubt. That's for sure. Yeah, you're gonna recognize that too. I mean, it's gonna get to a point where it's just not gonna make sense to have any other marketing. Like as far as like Angie's and all that goes, like most business owners that enroll with us after like the second, third month, I mean, they're canceling everything else. Not saying you have to. You can take as much work as you want.
Yeah, I'm kind of ticked off with Angie Leads right now. I'm probably like $400-$500 into it. So I'm just waiting for me to get like two big leads where I make like $1,000 and I'm gonna cut it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So to schedule some time to meet with our team, what time do you want to meet? We can do it today if you wanted to. It's expensive. It's like 30 to 45 minutes. And what they do is that they go over all the nitty gritty with you. They go over like the actual business profile to get all that set up. They go over, you know, you have your website already good and set up. They'll go over all that stuff. And then also the Facebook too. Make sure they get all that stuff set up for you. Do you want to do that today? You want to do that tomorrow? What's your schedule looking like?
I actually have a free day today, so I'm free today.
You want to do so we got 1 p.m. available. You want to do 1?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, is that okay? Okay, so let's do 1 o'clock. All right, perfect. And what I'm going to do is, I'll send you an email with all this information, and let me just put you in, 11/28/23, and that is at, okay. And are you currently licensed or insured at all?
Yeah, I got my business license, and I'm insured. Perfect. I think I have to, I don't have my Class B contractors. I'm trying to work. But you know, I can do contracts up to, what is it, like $10,000.
Perfect.
And I have to go get licensed under Fairfax County, but they
got it.
Like,
okay.
Great. So like, I just have to contact them and pay. And even if I don't contact them and pay, they basically like catch on, you know, and then they'll just reach out to me and say, "Hey, you're not."
Yeah, got it. Mm-hmm.
And then they'll just go, "Hey, here, pay us."
Right. Yeah.
So
exactly.
What this falls under is, I'm not making any adjustments to like the structural integrity of a home. I'm simply doing.
You're not moving like foundation or anything like that. Like, you're not doing any serious, like,
doing,
you know, heavy machinery
doing,
type of.
Yeah, I'm doing installations on an already, like, two code house. Like, the county is, you know, went over it. And as long as I'm not doing a carport conversion or something where it requires pulling permits and I'm changing something. It's just replacement of something that's already there.
Yeah.
So I don't have to go get a contractor's license to installations. The same as to like if you want to have your refrigerator installed, and Home Depot pays somebody that just gets insured to cover the cost of a refrigerator, and they just pick it up from Home Depot, bring it to your house, bring it up the stairs safely. And put it in your house or whatever it is, you know. So there's no real a moving company, you know. You're not tearing down a wall or anything. So it's not you don't need a contractor's license for it. It's a standardized.
Exactly. Perfect. Okay. And then once you if you ever decide to get one, or you know, you stretch your legs and start doing all that stuff, just let us know, because then we'll start marketing you towards the actual like commercial stuff, like the bigger jobs. So everything is pretty flexible when it comes to this. So yeah, that's no problem. And when it comes
I do commercial stuff. Like right now I'm on a bid for I'm in the process of getting my self storage to actually do like service for them. But it's like the same. It's not, I'm not changing anything. I'm simply just, you know, squirting WD-40 on it and making sure that it's going up and down.
Yeah. Right.
Now, if I wanted to go do a contract for, you know, hangar doors at Dulles Airport, yeah, you know, I'm going to need something crazy to go do that. Probably a Class A, over $100,000, whatever it is. But I'm not there yet. I don't think I'm ever going to want to do anything like that.
Right.
You know, it's just
right.
too much
yeah.
headache,
sure.
too many people, too much heavy equipment.
Sure.
It's easier for me to just stay in my lane and make my money this way, because I've seen other door companies clear $4 or $5 million a year just doing this. Nothing
yep.
special. Nothing.
Nothing crazy. Nothing. You know. Yeah.
That's
the sweet spot. You want to find it where your work is difficult enough that you're getting paid well, but not so difficult where it's like, you know, you're spending 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just trying to maintain a business. So yeah, that makes total sense. All right, and. Steven, as far as the payment goes, I'm not going to charge you right now. I got to read off like a voice verification and all that stuff. For the card that you're going to use, typically what we ask is that if you have like a business card, that's going to be better because it's not the end of the year yet. So it's a tax write off. So if you have like a business card, it's usually better, but you could use anything like debit or credit card. So,
yeah,
are you going?
Yeah,
okay, perfect. Is it going to be a Master, Visa, Discover, or what type of card?
I'm looking at it right now. I think it's a Visa. Yep, Visa.
Visa, all right. So, and then whenever you're ready, just go ahead with the card number, expiration, and then the three digits on the back.
4741.
Mm-hmm.
6600.
Mm-hmm.
0286.
Mm-hmm.
3006.
Mm-hmm.
And it's expires 9/27.
Nine is September. And then what was the year, sir?
2027.
And then three digits on the back.
063.
All right. So like I said, not going to do anything right now. Got to get you a security question here. So for our company, you get a security question, and there's three questions. You can choose one. So you just let me know which one's going to make the most sense. So we got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one do you want?
We can go with first pet's name.
Okay, perfect. And if you want to go ahead and spell that for me, that'd be perfect.
It's Murphy.
All right. Murphy. Cool. What kind of pet was it?
He was a Rottweiler lab hound mix I got for free.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Was it big? Sounds
no,
big.
It's actually really small. He's like, because the hound, they're like, it's like a bird dog mix, so he actually
yeah.
ended up being really small.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. So that's not bad. I was picturing, like, you know, a big dog.
Not super small, but, like, you know, if you ever
see small for
small
what you, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're
yeah.
talking about. Yep, exactly. Okay. All right. Well, look, before we process your payment, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification. And the reason is because we do have you on a pretty good discount. We want to lock you in at that discount. So at any point, as I'm going through this, Steven, if you have any questions or concerns, just don't hesitate. Just interrupt me. Just stop me. Let me know. I'm happy to re-explain or go over anything that you want, just to make sure we're all on the same page. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Go to Garage Doors.
All right. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Stephen Cox, and I am the sole owner of GoTo Garage Door.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, sir.
And you are an authorized user on this billing. I'm sorry. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
All right, perfect. And in order to get the results as fast as possible, it's going to be very important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So this is more of a partnership between the both of us. And the result To get the best results possible, there's going to be some increased visibility on the first page because we're going to have you on all those keywords. So you're going to get a lot of calls, and we want to make sure that as far as the marketing goes, we gave you security questions. So if anybody calls you on marketing, pretending to be somebody that does your marketing like us, if they don't give you the security question with the answer, then just hang up on them, okay? So that's going to be for your protection. Now,
I'll ask what's my dog or my first pet's name, and if they don't tell me Murphy, it's like a reverse question.
So they'll still ask. So yeah. So like if you ever feel like, you know, you're not talking to us, like Local Splash, and someone's just trying to call you, say, oh yeah, we do your marketing, blah 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 blah. You know, you can ask that question. We'll have the answer. So that's number one. Number two is when we're speaking to you, we will ask you the question to confirm you are who you are, and then also, you know, you would have to say Murphy. So obviously we're the only people that know that.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
I'm going to give you our phone number. It's an 877 number. So I'm going to send you a text message here in a minute that has my phone number. I'm sorry, our phone number. You'll have my extension, and then you'll also have my email too. So I'll be a point of contact for you. You have an entire account management team that's going to help you. They're going to do all the heavy lifting. So they're the ones that you're going to be speaking with the most. But, you know, I just want to make sure you have my information too. So I'll make sure you get all that. And then in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And your payment in the initial term and account setup will be charged today. So that's going to be $11.28.23 in the amount of $249. And the second payment is going to be completed, your agreement. It'll automatically renew every day. So it'll be the 28th of every single month. Doesn't change. Okay. And it'll be the same exact amount. It'll be $249. So as I mentioned to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting customer support, or you can speak to me directly. To prevent charges to your next month's service, only thing that we ask is that you give us a call at least 3 days prior to your next billing is due. That's it. And then we'll take care of it for you. So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. So you're going to get a couple things here. So you'll get one or two things via email, one or two things via text message. As soon as the text message you get, just want you to open that up. And as soon as you do, there's going to be some terms and conditions. There's going to be like a link there for terms and conditions. I want you to read through that and then go ahead and sign in at the bottom. So just let me know as soon as you get that text message.
All right. There we go.
Got it. All right, cool. All right, and in that text message, it'll say, like, welcome, yada, yada. But you'll see localsplash.com/terms/, and this should be, like, your phone number there. Just click on that link. You'll see the terms and conditions. Yep. Just read through that. Take your time. Let me know when you're done. All the way at the bottom, you'll just sign, and then it'll take you directly to a login screen. You don't have to worry about the login screen. The team that you meet today, they'll get you all set up. But for now, just let me know as soon as you're done.
I'm done.
All right, perfect. All right, so you are all set there. So let me go ahead and send you a text message here, and this is going to be my information. So I know a lot of times you talk to people and they, you know, they offer or sell you something and you kind of don't talk to that person anymore. So I want to make sure that you know that at any point, if you have like a question or a concern, or just want to talk to me directly about maybe marketing or something about the business, just shoot me an email or call me. I have no problem, you know, kind of going over all that stuff with you then, okay? Let me get my email is – get you my email too. Let's see here. All right, and let me know as soon as you get that one.
All right. Yep.
Got it. Okay, perfect. So that's our phone number. So that phone number that I sent you, the 877, that's our company number. So that one, you should save it in your phone contact as Local Splash. or Google marketing, you know, whatever you want to remember us by. That way you know that when we call you, you know who's calling you basically, you know. So you'll be all set there. That extension that's on there, that's my extension, then you also have my email on there as well then, okay? Let me.
Is that you, Joe?
That's me, Joey. Yeah, my first name is Joey, and then my last name is Almeida. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Let's see here. Gotcha. And I'm gonna lock you in to the appointment today. And that was. And you're still good for that time, right? We got you in there.
Yeah.
1 o'clock? Yeah, okay, 1 o'clock. So, yeah, okay, yeah, 1 o'clock, yep. So, I'll send you a reminder, too, via email. If you want to accept it, you can. That'd be fine.
You said you sent it via email?
I'm actually just creating the reminder right now, so let me just do that real quick. All right, so got your email here. Got our client interview team, and save, send, and invite. Okay, should have got that now, so you should be all set there. Oh, also, that address you gave, the 10725, is that your home address, or do you have, like, a business location?
Yeah, it's my home address. I'm working out of home now, yeah.
Okay. No, that's perfectly fine. So just let the team know, because what we'll do is that we won't show that address on Google, so that, you know, you're not getting people just showing up to your house, you know, knocking on your door asking to, you know, do some garage doors.
I mean,
or anything like that. You can.
I mean, I don't mind, you know.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, if I show up on the map for Google and my neighbors see it, I'm not opposed to that.
Huh. Okay. All right. Yeah. So we can, we can do that. That's no problem. I know sometimes people don't want people showing up to their house and they're like, you know, and we can hide it basically is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So you're not getting people just kind of popping up on you. Let's see here. All right. Do you have any questions or concerns so far?
No, I'm good. Now I am reading the email right now. It says to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs the below mentioned. So I need every single one of those: a workplace invoice, business registration, business card, business license and insurance, work vehicle with license plate, and tools or equipment.
Yeah, don't worry about that. So when you meet with the team, they'll go over exactly what you'll need. So you don't need, like, you know, 15 different pieces of information to go over it. They'll check to see if you even have one. Did you find that email from?
No, I didn't. But
okay,
I know. I went. So I mean, maybe I got denied, because what I did was I took my truck out to the end of my driveway and I took a picture of my truck and my mailbox that said 10725, but there was no old Colchester Road, and I could see that where maybe Google would be like, hey, this isn't going to fly because anybody could just drive up to a mailbox and take a picture of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So they'll go over everything. Yeah, as long as you're licensed and insured. I mean, we even have people that was just licensed. As long as you're licensed and we can show that to Google that you've been licensed, then they'll be able to approve your Google business profile. So you probably don't have one. Could I check and I didn't see one? So that's okay. We'll set all that up for you.
Gotcha. Cool.
And what else you got? Anything else?
No, that's it, man. I'll just wait for you guys to give me a shout.
Cool. All right. Super excited. What are you doing for the rest of the day? I know you have that meeting with us, but after that, you got any plans today? You just kind of relaxing all day today?
Yeah. I made like $5.50 yesterday. So I go out and talk to people, but like when I get an opportunity to take a day off, I take a day off.
For sure.
So I'm kind of just probably the best day to do this, but like, you know, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 4 before it starts getting dark, it's starting to get dark out early now, I'll go out to businesses mainly like auto body shops, mechanics.
Yeah,
shop,
yeah, yeah.
A hand car shop. Talk to them about their doors. You know, because I do like commercials. So if it's not a crazy big door, I'll go out there and mess with it.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you know, when that door doesn't open, it's not making them money.
No, right. Immediately.
But you know, you'd be surprised at how many homeowners are like, well, we'll just park out on the street and we'll get that fixed, you know, whenever. And so I'd much rather go to like repeat, instantaneous work where they're like, hey, whatever the price is, get it fixed. And I charge them whatever I want to, and I go in there. I fall under the main commercial companies. I give them a decent price, but it's still a lot. And I go fix it that day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, no, that's good. That's a great business model. And yeah, you know, you're right. You know, it's good to take some time off, right? And not a bunch of time, but you know, spend some time to yourself and kind of recharge and relax a little bit. And you know, the good thing about this program is that, you know, once we start getting at work, you know, you can kind of slow down on that, you know, door to door. But that's how most businesses start. You know, you start off with just going door to door, door knocking everybody, kind of, you know, foot soldier or in the field is what most people say. And, you know, kind of grind it out until they get to a point where they don't have to do that anymore. So, yeah, super, super exciting there, Stephen.
I did that for like 2 years after high school. I did canvassing. So now I apply it to myself because I saw the return in canvassing, doing door-to-door sales. So
yep.
I just get out of my truck, walk up to somebody's door, knock on it. They tell you to take a couple steps back, take a step down if you can, to appear smaller.
Yep.
To actually come out of their house.
Yep.
And then I just apply the same tactics that they taught me to do canvassing, but I'm making it for myself. So.
Yep. So, yeah, it's one thing that's love about sales is that sales is pretty universal. Like if you do sales in one area and you know how to talk to people and kind of know these little tricks of the trade, I mean, it's pretty universal. I mean, you could stretch that all the way. Yeah, you can stretch it all the way across. You know what I mean? So like, yeah, it's smart that you did that.
I've thought about going to, like if things didn't work out here, or if I had to branch out and start somewhere else, I could always do it just cause I'd have to, I'd just go get an EIN in Texas, or I'd go get a business out in, you know, Florida, and I could be living out of a hotel room and make money.
Mm-hmm.
I could go, you know what I mean? All I have to have a car and I'd go knock on doors and I'd go make money that's how I do it. I knock on his door. Even if they don't even be talking to me, I'm going to keep stretching the conversation out a little bit more and talking to them.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. All right. You have all of my information. So, I think we're all set there. Terms and conditions, that's all signed. I got the approval back on that. So we're all good. And our team, I just let our team know. And they're waiting for you for 1 o'clock. So they'll go ahead and call you. And then you'll be all set there. So if you have any other questions, like I said, they're the team that you're going to work with. But, you know, if you just want to shoot me an email or call me because you have some questions about maybe the marketing or some changes or whatever you want to do, just let me know. And I'm happy to service you then, okay?
I gotcha. Thanks, Joe.
Hey, not a problem, Stephen. It was a pleasure meeting you today. You have yourself a great rest of your day. Take care.
You as well.
Mm-hmm. Bye.